This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It was interesting. They had comments with him. This is a young guy that the league is really pushing, right? He's got a really entertaining game. He can jump. He's fearless. He can play. He can shoot. He's kind of got that killer instinct. We've heard him compared to many greats. And he's a young player, 23 years old. He was the number one pick out of Georgia. People really, he's got character. He's got, there's a lot there to look to see, like, this could be the next guy to take the tour. Well, he spoke talking about potentially being the next face, being the next guy to kind of take over things behind LeBron and Steph. This is this was his response to potentially being the face of the NBA.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. You can and will be that guy.
Well, I'm capable of being that guy, but I don't want to be that guy. Put it like that. I want to be the guy to just show up and hoop and just kill dudes and go home.
Murder. Jeez.
So he expressed, I don't want to be the guy. I don't want to be the face. First off,
doesn't act like it.
First, do y'all believe him?
No, his actions say the complete opposite. Luke, I mean, am I off on that?
I agree with you. I think he probably doesn't want the other stuff that comes with it, but he wants to be considered the guy in the league.
He wants to, as he said, kill dudes and go home. He wants to be the best, but he doesn't. I think there's a difference in being the guy, right? Like, if we look at the Warriors, I think his favorite player is KD. That's his favorite player growing up. And I would think if you looked at KD and like Steph, Steph was more of a face. He wanted to be out there. KD just wants to play basketball and go the hell home. I know. See what goes with being the face?
Keep chewing that stupid-ass mouth guard stuff.
KD just wants to go home. He is. He's in Sprite commercials and all that stuff. I don't know if he does. He just has a chill. Now, I've watched these docs, and they've got the starting five on Netflix that he's in. And Tyler, he didn't even come out to his own Thanksgiving celebration that was at his house because he was still playing video games. Everybody else is out there.
That's just effing shameful. Go spend some time with your freaking family, dude. Get off the sticks.
He finally came out, but he was
grow up.
He just doesn't care. Like, and then the latest, this Court of Gold, I would suggest you check it out. I mean, my man talked to President Barack Obama like he was just. He was a towel boy. I mean, and I don't think he meant anything by it. He just doesn't seem to want to have to do all the other stuff, have to be on and have to be the guy to kind of deal with stuff. That's the sense I get from him. I actually believe him. I think he wants to be the best player in the game and be the dude that everybody fears, but I don't think he wants to take the mantle that Magic and Bird did. or take the mantle that Jordan did or Kobe did or Shaq or LeBron. Those guys were into being out front. They were cool with it.
Yeah, and I don't blame them because you see the microscope and the pressure that's put on these guys and why LeBron always turns into the punching bag or whoever the face is at the time. So I get it. And some guys aren't into that. That's a big problem, or at least was, with Mike Trout in Major League Baseball. We're like, he should be a bigger star, but he doesn't want to be in the spotlight.
Well, and he's got to actually play like more than a quarter one season. You know?
Absolutely.
He's got to actually be out in the field for more than like 10 games a year.
You brought something up there, and Tyler just walked into it two times.
But he's just so freaking amazing. Oh, my God. I want to give him every award I can. He's so good.
Tyler has just cut off two guys who have been faces of the league, Mike Trout and Steph Curry.
Made a freaking glass.
But what you said to me is the truth. I think this weekend kind of showed a little bit of why, man, I don't want to have to be that guy. He went in another time, Tyler, he was like, no, Wimby's going to be that guy. He said, I'm not.
Now look what's happening with him.
Wimby's going to be that guy. I think what he watched at All-Star Weekend, what happened to LeBron James, and I know many people will call me a LeBron apologist, and sure, I am. But LeBron, he's played in 20 consecutive All-Star games. He's 40, had an ankle and a foot, and then set out, took the team picture and clothes, and we've acted like we've never seen that before, although you can go look him up. Kobe's done it. Shaq's done it. Steve Nash has done it. This is guys that have been injured and didn't play took pictures outside of their uniforms. But he's selfish. It's all this. When there is an argument since Jordan, since whatever, like nobody has meant more to the game and done more and brought more to the game for the players, for the game overall, than LeBron James. And he misses his first one. And you know who else missed? Anthony Edwards.
It's true.
And nobody says a damn thing about, like, I think Anthony wants to stay in that lane.
Of course.
And he looks and sees, this is what happens when you're the face of something. We can go, who are the faces? Who's the face of the NFL?
Mahomes.
What is happening to him right now?
People are dancing on his grave.
Like who? I'm serious. In the last 10, 15 years, what it means and what you have to deal with when you are the face of the league or something, who the hell wants to do? Like, you gotta be a special person to want to accept and take that. Who's the last person that's been the face of something that hasn't just had the kick in the nuts or the attempt to break? Because right now in our industry, there are people, whoever is going to be the next face of anything, that are aligning themselves to be against that person just because it will enhance their job. There are people out here who are looking to catch the face or whatever in a bad light. Is it Tiger?
Maybe. Pre-2009 Tiger, maybe.
Like there was a thought of, hey, with Tiger, Tiger is great, man, and we're just excited to see great. We're excited to see him be great. There, I don't remember many people sitting down and just coming up with BS ways to talk about why Tiger's
true. Tiger's probably a good one.
Is it Tiger? Because, or it, like, I feel like Brady dealt with it later.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Even Derek Jeter.
Jeter, like, not, well.
I think later on. I think
later
a lot
with
of
Jeter, did he?
Or maybe even early because the Yankees were winning early. I think so. I was going to say, I didn't even think of Tiger. I was going to go as far back as Jordan in the 90s. I think everyone of the current century has had to deal with it. But yeah, Tiger Woods is probably a good one.
But it's enhanced even more, like now.
And you know what? It might be the next one in the sport of golf, you know, now that we're kind of through the Tiger era. I guess Scottie Scheffler's kind of taken that, but wish he had more personality.
Yeah. But... yeah, Scotty. I mean, I think the only thing Scotty has taken is just that one incident that occurred.
Dominating. Like he is. I mean, he runs golf right now.
See you. Yeah, he's running golf. But Tiger's still the face of golf.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure. For sure. 100%.
Like it's a basketball thing. Like,
and I would say even Rory McIlroy like is even a step above Scheffler like in that arena.
Yeah, and you guys both said in the text lines come through, Tom Brady, Derek Jeter, and maybe I'm off in missing this. I don't feel like what Derek Jeter, and maybe I'm off on Tom. I don't feel like, but I still don't feel like Derek Jeter and Tom Brady are dealing with what Mahomes and James have. And what
has anyone in baseball ever dealt with that kind of level of what you're speaking on?
No, I think if Shohei, I think the Shohei, the language barrier helps him not have to deal with it.
Tall Asian guy.
But no, I don't think Derek and I don't think Brady had to deal with it like this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would say certainly not Jeter. Brady, there was at least the later part of his career, because he just played up until, a couple of years ago. He's not that far removed. I think later on in Brady's career, he became so disliked by many.
Did it?
I think so. I think that's why he's doing the roast and putting himself out there.
I feel like there was a middle part where he was, and then I felt like...
He's a biracial angel.
I felt like towards the end, it was like...
Well, once he went to Tampa.
Man, he's 40-something. Man, he's...
Yeah.
Like, look at this. This is amazing.
I think once he went to Tampa, then it switched over to Belichick, was the public enemy number
Someone
one.
Someone texted him Barry Bonds and Peyton Manning, but I don't
think... Ooh, Barry's good.
Yeah, but Barry... Yeah. But even with Falco and the...
What do y'all think his hat size is now?
Have you seen him? It's shrunk.
Yeah.
He's clearly gotten off of it.
Yeah,
but
he's Barry, tiny.
But Peyton is also someone that came in at a time where I think we were as a public, and especially as an industry, more into the greatness of what they provide, and not just have I think Skip Bayless really changed the game.
Oh yeah,
I think Skip Bayless really changed the game into saying, all right, I'm gonna create a job and a role out of just as crazy as I can sound to just take off on the player that's great. Like today I heard Craig Carton, who's another one of these idiots, who came out and said, it came out on LeBron scored 40 last night at 40 years old, and came out and start talking about his turnovers about the game. Like, and talked about how, oh, who cares? That's what he's supposed to do. That's what he's supposed to do. It is now a thing to come out and just say, I'm going to be on the other side of Mahomes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the other side of LeBron. And I think
on the other side of that, like the Nick Wrights out there, like, I'm going to ride Mahomes' jock like harder than anybody.
Yeah, but we were used to a lot of people doing that. Like there were,
that's
like,
fair.
Like,
yeah.
like Jordan, everybody rode Jordan. Jordan in terms of liking him, not the other.
Yeah, the other. Not like Tiger Woods.
Yeah. That's the one. Tiger, I can't, like, I when we think about it, because Tiger came in 97, and that's the early part of it. But when he, still in the mid-2000s, Tiger was still Tiger.
Yeah.
Like 2005, 6, 7, 8. And we started to see kind of the sports field change. But it's still, it was still love. We love it. We love him, and we admire his greatness.
Yeah.
And it seemed like people became stronger when he had that thing where he got hit in the head with the nine iron.
Well, I think certainly once he returned, right? I mean, I think it was a little bit of a roller coaster. I think some people turned on Tiger because of all the off the course issues, but then after the health issues, his return the last whatever it's been 6 years, maybe closer to 10 now. It's hard to keep track. I think people are back on the Tiger train. He's a little more Teflon now.
Yeah, you said A-Rod. Now A-Rod to me did a lot of things to have him to have himself.
He's so unlikable.
Yes.